Thursday, Shirvav, Parshas Bahar, 26th of the Omer, Yud Aleph year, May 16th.
Yeah. Okay, everybody, so we're trying to understand what's the pshat in the chachamim of our Mishnah. Minoa ani mili. What the Gemara said, midiraisa k'tani psula. So where's the makar for this din? Says Amar Rabba, we have three pshatim, Rabba, Rabzer, and Rava. Amar Kol Laman Yedu Dor Aseichem Ki Besukos Hayshavti Es Bnei Yisrael. Says in the pasuk Laman Yedu Dor Aseichem Ki Besukos Hayshavti. Ad Eser Mama Do Yodei Shu Dor Besuka. Lamayla Meser Mama Ein Adam Yodeya Shu Dor Besuka Mishum Dolo Shalta Ba Eina. He doesn't see. We saw yesterday two Mahalchim that we said in. How do we see in the Pasuk Laman Yedu anything? It just says that you should sit in the Sukkos because that's what Hashem told us to do back in the day. What do we see from that? We said two pshatim. The pshat of the Ran is the words Laman Yedu are extra. Laman Yedu, it should just say, Basukos Teshu, Ki Basukos Hashavti. Laman Yedu is coming to Ki'ilu tell us that you have to do it in a way that there's going to be a Yodiyah, which we're going to change we're going to make a drash. Laman Yedu Dor Aseichem Ki Basukos Hashavti, that I commanded you to sit. You have to know that I commanded you to sit. That's the way that the Ran learns. And the Michtam said that Dor Aseichem is written Chaser, which we can be read a Korean exiv, Dira Aseichem. Laman Yedu Dira Aseichem, which means you have to know your Dira. Let's see Rashi. What does Rashi say? Leman yedu asei sukkah. She shivasa nikeres lecha. Dichsiv yedu ki besukkah say shavti. Tzivisi leishiv. Rashi seems to be going like the pshat of the Ran. V'chidosh le'avagav de'ein mikra yoytzi midei pshutai behekaf anayin ha'kovit. Miudashinan le'le drasha. So the ma'isa is a machloikas in the Gemara later on whether sukkahs are zecher le'anani ha'kovit or Sukkos Mamish. For some reason, Rashi over here is telling us that it's Hekef Anane Yakovid. It's a Machlokes later on. And the Adam saw the Machlokes? It's a Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Lozer Dachsach. It's a Machlokes if it's Sukkos Mamish or Zechel Anane Yakovid. So why is Rashi telling us Hekef Anane Yakovid? The point is that even though when the Pasuk says Ki Besukkos Hayshavti means I did once, what did Hashem sit us in back then? I think it's a machlokes. Hashem sat us in Sukkos Mamish, physical Sukkos, or Ananiya Kovid. So I'm not sure why Rashi over here has to get involved in that and say it's Hekif Ananiya Kovid. Not everyone agrees to that.
Don't we pass it that way? We come out as Ananiya.
But why is it necessary for Rashi to get involved in that? Is there a reason for Rashi to do that? Not sure. The Maisa, I'm not even so sure if it's how much of a machloikis it is. Because if it was Sukkos Mamish, so what are we celebrating? Hashem let us build huts. We built huts. What are we celebrating?
Hashem made the huts for us.
I don't think it means Hashem, like they were miraculous huts. I think we built them.
So what does it mean, Hayshavti, then?
So what does it mean, Hayshavti?
We're selling the huts that we made.
Yeah.
That then Hashem didn't place us in the huts that we made.
So Hashem makes everything. So I think that, if I'm not mistaken, the Netziv says the following thing. He says that Klal Yisrael sat in both. There were physical huts, and then there was Anan Yaakovit. When they were traveling, were they able to sit in physical huts?
No.
No, they're traveling, right? What?
They're able to sit in the Anan. So, in the Anan?
Yeah.
They're able to sit down.
Right.
So they were sitting also.
Yeah, but not in physical, not physical huts.
Not physically made.
It's not my point is like this. They're not, when they were traveling, while they were traveling, so they weren't, there wasn't physical huts there. There was Anan Yaakovit that traveled with them. They traveled, says the Netziv, with Anan Yaakovit. When they encamped in Sukkos Mamish. So the question is, Hashem once made he made us commemorate the Sukkos through Schach. But what happened back then? What was, when we were leaving Mitzrayim, did we have Anan Yaakovit, or did we have physical Sukkos? Oh. Says Netziv, we had both. When we were traveling, we had Anan Yaakovit, and when we were actually encamped, then we lived in huts.
Oh, why should we commemorate the huts?
Oh, so it says that there's, what?
Where did they build huts in the desert?
Where did they build them out of?
That's America.
I don't know. No, he's saying it's not necessarily a miracle.
No, but they didn't have material.
The miracle is an Anan Yaakovit.
Where did they build a hut in the sand?
Where they get huts from? I don't know.
They use their horses.
So they brought stuff for huts. Maybe.
There's trouble with that.
Maybe. Don't know. Al Kopanim, it's interesting that he's saying here, Hekef of Anan Yaakovit, what's the...
Maybe Rashi is asking, according to God and Yomar, how are you remembering Anan Yaakovit by looking at the stuff? According to Sukkot Mamish,
right.
Now we understand. According to Anan Yaakovit,
right. So what is the answer?
So the answer is, it's not a drush, it's not a Pashut, it's a drush.
No, he's saying that in the Pashut Pshat.
He's saying... The Pashut Pshat is Anan Yaakovit.
Right.
So you don't have to see in order to remember the Anan Yaakovit. It's not going to work. But there's another drush, a different,
No, you won't remember Anan Yaakovit from looking at the Schach. But in Echanam, you won't. It's just
it's a drush.
Could be.
How does the Netziv understand the Pashut by Yisum the Sukkos? If they traveled in the Sukkos, then... He says they only came to Sukkos. Why does he say they traveled?
The Yisum Mei Sukkos is from Sukkos. When they were stationary, they were in Sukkos Mamish. When they were traveling, they were in Anan Yaakovit. What? That they encamped. What?
The way the Pashut word, it seems that they encamped them while they were traveling.
No. Okay. Now there appears to be another discrepancy between the pshat of the michtam and Rashi. At least Rashi, maybe I'm not sure if they depend on each other. It could be. The michtam says that what's the word of 20 amos? Says the michtam. He says the pshat is, you have to make a sukkah. Shetei diras in ikeres. Kishetia besoicha takir miyad shata dor besukkah. He says it two times. Once in the beginning, at the end also. He says tzorch shetia asuya bederach shetir miyad hasichuch viyisgarnes. You have to see it immediately. Rashi in Ksav Yad says leman yedu viyavinu kol shah shehu besukkah. V'hainu kagon shiyira kol shah aschach shehu ikeresukkah. It seems to me clear that there's some sort of machlokes here. Rashi is saying that when you have to see the schach, all times. And according to the michtam, when do you have to see the schach? Immediately.
Unless he means miyad, that it's...
I'll get there in a second. Immediately. He's definitely not saying the same thing. He's saying immediately. He's saying kol shah, he's saying immediately.
Every hour he has to look at it.
No, it doesn't mean every... Kol Shah means all the time. Doesn't mean he has to look at it every hour. So, in the Ksav Yad of Rashi, we gave it out on Monday. Sheavinu kol shashu besukkah. So we asked a question. We had asked, what happens if a person has the entrance to the sukkah is at exactly 10 amas from the schach, but he goes down another 10 amas and he sits down at the bottom? Would that be good? So according to Rashi, for sure not. It won't be good. What about according to the Michtam?
Why wouldn't it be good if it's higher than 20 amas?
Because it's not kol shah. You can't say kol shah that I'm in the sukkah, I'm going to be able to see the because when I get to the bottom is higher than 20. When I walk in at 10, but I go downstairs, my shulchan is downstairs.
And that's more than 20?
That's more than 20. So I can't say kol shah, I'm going to see the schach, because it's l'malam esrim. But I can say that the moment I walk in, I'm going to see it. So what about according to the michtum? Would that sukkah be good? Maybe yes. Maybe not. I think what Rabbi Yitzchak Wagner was trying to say was, Rashi doesn't, the michtum doesn't mean you have to see it the moment you walk in. He doesn't say you have to be taker miyad when you, misha nichnas. What does he mean miyad? It means you have to be able to see it right away, from wherever you are in the sukkah, right now. In order for me to see the schach, it's going to take me some time. I have to find my way around my sukkah and look up. But if it's less than 20, it's in your field of vision. You see it immediately. It doesn't mean that I have to see it once, and then once I see it, the moment I walk in, then I have to ever see it again. It means that every moment, I have to be able to see it immediately. So therefore, down the bottom, it's not going to be, you're not takur miyad.
What's to say with miyad? That really miyad means that technically, anytime you'd be sitting there, you'd be able to see it
immediately. You'd be able to see it immediately.
So
there's a very subtle difference. You have to know why is one saying kol shah, you have to be able to see it at all times. The other one is saying you have to be able to see it immediately. It's not a question of seeing it at all times. The question that has to be seen. You have to. It has to be something that you can right away see.
Unless it's
Rashi. Is that what you want to say?
Yeah. Unless Rashi. Sukkah has to be a sukkah that you have some sort of l'man yidu.
Right.
Whether you could see it right away or not, is this a sukkah that has l'man yidu? Very good. According to the Mechtam, it's a little different. It's not enough that you have a sukkah that has l'man yidu. You actually have to have l'man yidu. It has to be where it's miyad.
Yeah, that's just because it has to be miyad doesn't mean you actually have to have it. It just means the same way according to Rashi. Why is it different?
Because according to Rashi, it's more practical. You actually have to... No, it's less practical than...
Well, who said?
Kol shah has to be something that you technically are able to see.
Technically.
You're able to.
So it's technically miyad. Technically kol shah or technically miyad. They're both technically. I don't know if that's muchach maybe, but I don't see it in the lashon of miyad necessarily.
I don't see that kol shah in the lashon of miyad either.
What do you mean?
How do you see kol shah in the lashon of miyad?
You don't.
Right.
It's not kol shah.
No, the pshat of that at any time you have to see it immediately. You have to see it. Right. It's not that miyad is a gather in zman. How quickly you see it. It's more than how blatant it is.
Right.
It's so blatant that it's miyad.
Right. Okay, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe he means that it has to be that you have to go see the moment you walk in. Correct.
There's no difference between miyad and kol shah.
It's going to end up being the same height. It's going to be the same height. It depends. If you, it could be a difference of when a person walks in at 10. Or what's going to happen when you hit Tefanos. We'll have to see. There might be a difference in Tefanos Magias, how that works exactly. That we'll have to see. I'll call upon him. Let's get to the other questions which we have over here, which is as follows. The Achronim asked the question, what happens if a person is blind? Now, even if you say a blind person is parted from it, since a person just went through a surgery, and he's temporarily not able to see, he's not pater from mitzvahs. So, is he yoytze the mitzvah?
Yeah.
Can't see?
He would be able
to. What?
What's it to the lachic status? Is it like sumat hakatainov or like?
He's a person that right now can't see. He's not considered blind. He's not pater from the mitzvahs.
Why not?
What?
So why not?
Because if his eyes are swollen, is he a suma?
No.
So it's the same thing. It's the same thing. He's not considered a... What? Yeah, whatever it might be. Or another case that I'm brought up. What happens if a person puts a sadin? He puts a... what's the word?
A sheet.
A sheet or something like that to catch the falling schach. Right. And it blocks the schach. You can't see the schach. Are you yotze the mitzvah?
Yes.
The Mishnah speaks about it. Peres le'a sadnu v'nei ha'chamo tachtel v'nei ha'neshar. So can you be yotze the mitzvah?
Yes.
How are you yotze the mitzvah? So the Achronim are medayik in Lashon of Rashi.
Sounds like you could.
Rashi says over here, L'man yedu asei suka shi'yishivasa nikeres. What is the pasuk telling us? The pasuk is telling us a drasha in how you build your sukkah. Let's just say I walk into a sukkah and I never look up. I'm that type of guy. I'm working on my shmiras einayim. I'm looking at the ground. Never looked up. Is it yotze the mitzvah?
Of course.
Yes. What do you mean? Because it is a sukkah. I mean, I might need someone to tell me I'm in a sukkah because I don't see the schach. But if someone tells me you're in a sukkah, I'm good. I say sukkah shisha grada. I don't see either because he's having an issue with his eyes, or he has over there a sheet, or because he just doesn't want to look up. He's still sitting in a sukkah. This is a taich in the sukkah. This is not a din in the person. I say sukkah shetei yishivas anikeres lecha. As long as the sukkah has the qualifications, and he's in the sukkah, it's yotze the mitzvah.
Why is a sheep kosher?
Why not?
I don't know, it's the same as having a roof on top of your house.
Oh, so the Gemara talks about that. It's batel because it's on this. So it's because the, there are certain cases when you could do it.
Night.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's hard to put into the case of
what?
Say sukkah shishivasa nikeres. You got a sheep.
So, but that's not part of the sukkah. That's not part of this. There's something else that's grounded by.
If they, what? You walk into the sukkah, you're not.
The sukkah. Let me ask you a question. Let's say you would have very bright lights that you couldn't see your schach. You'd also say you can't see it.
Why?
Same thing. Why is it different?
If it's dark at night,
no physical thing.
The
there.
Black
if what?
Wasn't there,
a light is a physical thing. I can't see it. Okay, but the sheet is not part of the binyan of the sukkah. So the sukkah is a sukkah. I say sukkah. I made a sukkah. Now someone, let's say someone else put up the sheet. Would you say that I can't sit in it now? The sukkah is a sukkah. They made it not a sukkah. This is the sukkah is a sukkah. What?
Could you say it's part of the decoration?
I sat down on the table.
Right. Okay, another example. I think what Rabbi Shreitz is saying is, let's say a person makes a sukkah l'mal me'esrim and decides to stand on the table. So can he? Now he's about. Now he's less than 20. Can he do that?
Yeah.
Can't do that.
No,
it's the same thing as down. Why? The sukkah is not a sukkah. I'm standing on a ladder. I stand on a ladder in the sukkah. Sukkah is 30 amas tall, and I stand on a 10 amas ladder. I say sukkah shetei yeshiva sinit keres lecha. The sukkah is not a good sukkah. I'm grata standing on a ladder. It's not going to help. So someone grata puts something blocking my schach. The sukkah is still a good sukkah. Like, I grata can't see it.
What about what we said last week, what we said, if you're standing on a ladder by the schach, where you see that grata from this vantage point, it's good schach.
Okay.
So it's the same thing. Well, from this vantage point.
No, but there's just a question of the hechsher of the schach. That's not a question of being yotze to the mitzvah. We're talking about before sukkahs. I'm checking if my schach is good schach. So I could stand on my ladder to check it. But now on sukkahs, can I, if a sukkah is l'mayla me'esrim, can I stand on a ladder and then eat l'mayla me'esrim? The sukkah is not a good sukkah.
According to Rabbi,
why can't the sheep be part of the decoration?
Rabbi, it's also not going to be good. That's not the issue. The issue is it has to be a sukkah. Shetehei yeshivas anikeres. It's not a question of me seeing. It's not on the guy. It's not on the guy. That's exactly what we're saying. This is not a din in the gavra. This is a din in the chefza. This is exactly what we're saying. Rashi says, asei sukkah shetei yeshivas anikeres. What happens if I don't see it? It doesn't make a difference. If for whatever reason I don't see it or can't see it, if the chepta is a sukkah, the yeshiva sinikaris, then it's good. It's dafka nanadin in the gavra. That's exactly what we're coming to say.
You have a mitzvah of building a sukkah.
It's not a question of the mitzvah. You gotta do have a mitzvah of building a sukkah. Before you came, we discussed that. But the point is that in order for me to have a sukkah, for example, I'll give you an example. There's a shir and a lulav. Anyone know what the shir of the lulav is? What?
3 plus 1.
What's plus one?
Hold it.
That's not exactly what it says. To shake it.
Whatever.
That's the shir and the lulav. If it doesn't have that, then it's not a lulav. The shir and the sukkah is A sheer sukkah is that I can see it. Anything more than that is not, that's not, asay sukkah, sheteh yeshivas inekar zechav. If I'm grata in a way that I can see it, it doesn't work. If I'm grata not looking at it, it does work. Because it's not about me seeing or not seeing. It's a din in the cheptza. Let me ask you a question. Sukkah lamay, shigavay lamay mesimah psula. What does it mean, psula? What does psula mean? The sukkah is not a good sukkah. It doesn't say I'm not yoytze. If I decide to stand on a ladder, I'm yoytze. That's not it. The sukkah is puzzle.
So technically, if I build sukkah mesimah, and then I fill in the bottom of the sukkah.
So we spoke about that. The Merami Rutenberg. What happens if you shrink it? If you lower it from the bottom, is it going to be tassalom and osoy? You're not tassalom and osoy. That's a shaila. We'll see, the Gemara is going to talk about that. That's why it's a shaila, because the sukkah is puzzle. So can you do that? Is that a problem, tassel of an osel? Okay.
Only according to Rav is the shir asimam.
It's not a shir, but it's a din in the sukkah.
Okay, fine. But
it's not a shir, but it's still a din in the sukkah.
But if I could see it, if there's a hechatemza where I could be, where it's...
It doesn't make a difference. The sukkah is still puzzle, even if it's not a shir. Sukkah is still puzzle.
Why is it a puzzle sukkah?
Because the sukkah doesn't, because the yeshiva of the sukkah.
But the yeshiva of the sukkah is sitting on a ladder.
That's not the yeshiva of the sukkah. That's the way I decided to sit.
It's built in a way that you have to sit on a ladder.
That's not the yeshiva of the sukkah. I'm putting myself in a situation where now I could do that. That's not the yeshiva of the sukkah.
Is that literally, if there is a laman yedu, it's kosher. If there's no laman yedu, it's not kosher.
No. If the sukkah has laman yedu, not if there is laman yedu. The sukkah has, I say sukkah shtei shal yeshivas nikeres. He is medayik, I say sukkah. That's the problem of Amaltura. So now we get into the next discussion. Discussion is, what about, for example, an Amaltura? An Amaltura is a person has a sign. And the sign, he walks into the sukkah, and he has a sign in the sukkah that says, look up.
What if his walls are just attached to the sukkah?
We're going to get to that also. That the Gemara speaks about. We should really speak about that also, maybe beforehand. What about, we'll start over here. We'll start with that, that's fine. Gemara says later on, the only time a sukkah l'mayla mesimam is possible, according to Rabbah, is if ein defanos magios l'schach. But if defanos are magios l'schach, then the sukkah is kosher. Why is the sukkah kosher if defanos are magios l'schach? What's the reason? What? Because so how's it shalta ba'ena? So pashup shad is because you follow your walls up. Your walls go up. You follow your walls up, and you see it. That's pashup shad. The Rabbi Yonis Emil Anil says a different pshat. Very, very important pshat. Rabbi Yonis Emil Anil, we gave it out yesterday. He says the following reason. He says, V'kivon she'avir yesh bein ha'defanois v'haschach ha'avir mazik le'enayim. Kivon sha'yesh avir bein defanos lahaschach ha'avir mazik le'enayim. What does that mean? Why is it if there's defanos not nagias l'schach, I don't see the sukkah? Because the sunlight that's coming in causes me to look down. It's hard to look up because there's avir over there. So I look down. So I look down. But if you have defanos magios l'schach, then what?
Shade of the wall.
Then there's nothing that's causing me not to look up, and I see the schach. In other words, I think Rabbi Yosef Molina is learning total different pshat than what the Olam learned. The Olam learned the pshat is, technically, I don't see a 20. It's not normal for me to see 20. Elamai, if I have a doifen, so then I look up and I see 20. I think he's saying a different shot. He's saying that really I should see above 20. What stops me? The sun. So if I could just get rid of the sun, then I'll see 20. So tefanos magias l'schach. So then it's kosher. What's the difference? Because he says normal sukkahs, most people do not make tefanos magias l'schach. That's what the Miri says. That's not.
To 20 amas?
Yeah. No, most people do not go 20 amas up on the doif.
That's not how you define your halacha.
That's the way you do. I guess you do. The Miri says the normal case.
It means that the space is the mazik. It's just that your eyes are going to follow it up until there's something that's going to tell you that that's it, the wall is done.
there's a space, the space is going to tell you the wall is done and you're going to stop looking up.
Again, what?
Your eyes follow the wall up until there's a space. Once there's a space, you're done. Like, you think that's
I understand
what
are you...
It's basically
how does that help? Why does that help what you're saying?
I'm saying it's the same shot as following the wall.
But why does that help the question of why is that? I don't get. What is the difference? Why does it say in the Mishnah, Sukh Shigavan the Master Mahapsul? It's not true. It's not true. If it has. So I'm going to take it on surface value that it means mazik le'inayim. Okay.
Is there an afkamina if the walls reach the top, if they don't reach the bottom, but reach the floor?
And it doesn't go all the way to the bottom. Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
What if it's 40 amas?
Same thing.
But that's not true. I'm saying if a person's eyes don't go necessarily 40 amas, if there's a disease that you follow a wall, then you'll follow a wall. If there's nothing to do with the wall, just agav, there's sun coming in. Even when it's not sun, you're not looking all the way up to see 40 amas.
So Avigdor has the issue of whether you define as magias the schach if it's 40 amas up also. So I don't know. You're gonna have to deal with those your challenges with like the practical application of that. I don't know, but I understand this is what the Rami Yonasan Milonil is saying over here that. The difference is as follows, and this is kind of what Toivy was struggling with. According to the pshat that you're saying, it's the defanois that are getting me to see the schach. I'm using the defanois to see the schach. According to what I'm understanding of Rabbi Yonasan, I'm using the defanois to block out the sun so that I can see the schach. But the defanois aren't getting me to see the schach. The defanois are just stopping something from stopping me from seeing the schach.
That should be puzzled. Because the shade's coming from the wall. Otherwise, you're
No, it's just stopping. There's sun coming and that's going to stop me. It's going to glare. There's a glare.
The fact that there's a wall there makes it that the sun can't come in. Therefore, it's not masking my eyes.
My eyes. It's not about the. I'm getting shade from up there, but I can't look up.
Where is the April sun coming from?
I'm just looking up. I can't look up because there's sun coming. There's light coming in, but my shade. It's not hot in here. My shade is coming from my schach.
Again, if there wouldn't be the walls there, I wouldn't be able to look up because the sun would bother me.
Right.
Therefore, what's giving this? Now the walls are there. I could look up because that's giving.
Could
shade
look up
the schach. But if the walls wouldn't be there, then I wouldn't be getting the shade. From
that's not true. I'd get the shade. I just wouldn't see it. I'm getting the shade. So, Rabbi Isai, my point is as follows. The Sfasemes asks a question. What about an amaltera? The amaltera is a sign. Let's say you have a sign. Look up. Your sign says, look up. What about that? Is that going to work?
It's not
going to
take care of the mazik problem.
Mazik lane 9.
Yeah. You're not looking at the...
It's not going to help.
Okay, that's true. That's true. Okay.
It's a sign.
What? Well, what about a different thing?
I can... It's not going to work. But according to the
Rabbeinu Yoina. Rabbeinu Yonasan.
Are you going to hang your sign from your schach down 15 amos down on straight? No. The sign is the wall.
Hold on a second. What happens if you have an amalter? The Sfasemis asked this question. You have a sign, and the sign says, look up. What about that?
How is it possible that a sign in your sukkah can make your actual sukkah, leman yedu the sukkah? Because you have a sign, we don't care about practicality.
So comes on Chesky, and Chesky says it's not part of your sukkah. What are the defanis part of your sukkah? So if you go like Rabbeinu Yonasan Milonil, it doesn't bother me. That's what Gabriel was saying. Because the defanis aren't getting you to look up. They're just taking away something that's bothering you. Now I see the schach because I see the schach. But if you need the defanis to get you to see the schach, hold on. So why is defanis different than a maltera? Says Yosef Tzvi that the defanis are part of your sukkah. It's not true. Defanis are part of your sukkah. A random sign is not part of your sukkah. Defanis are part of your sukkah.
Okay, so let's say it's painted onto your wall. Look up, part of your wall.
Oh, what happens if it's painted on your wall? Then it's part of your wall.
No,
it's painted on. Look up.
It's part of your sukkah. It's an external thing on your wall.
Okay, so I want. Wait. Okay, Avigdor, hold on, because I want to challenge. I want to challenge Yosef Tzvi for a second, and I really want you guys to help me here.
When can we get to that? We saw.
that we haven't decided.
That what?
That the walls are part of the sukkah.
Are the walls part of the sukkah or not? So I want to see what Rashi holds for a second. I want to see what Rashi says. Look at Rashi. Look at Rashi. Hold on. Hold on. Rabbi, let's just look at the text for a second. Rashi says, "Deloy shalta ba'ena she'ena roya es aschach v'suka haynu schach kishma." What is Rashi saying? "Deloy shalta ba'ena she'ena roya es aschach v'suka haynu schach kishma." What are those words? What is Rashi coming to say? V'sukkah haynu schach kishma. You have to know you're in a sukkah. V'sukkah haynu schach kishma. What is Rashi saying?
It's saying that it's a hut otherwise.
So what?
The only part of the sukkah is
therefore
the
sukkah. Therefore what?
Nothing else is part of the sukkah.
Nothing else is part of your sukkah. So what Chaim is saying is Rashi is telling us nothing else is part of your sukkah. So if that's what he's saying, what?
You need walls. Yeah. Walls.
Just because you need walls doesn't mean they're part of your sukkah. You can need them.
So if you don't have walls, walls are
attached. So hold on, everybody say, let's get it clear. I want to explain to you what our chakira. We're going through a chakira right now. As follows. Can you be mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah without a doorpost?
No.
No. Can you be mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah without a house? Let's just have a doorpost and a house.
Yeah.
No.
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 So you need a bias.
You just have a doorpost in the middle of nowhere?
Al
mezuzais beisecha. So now, there's a mitzvah of hiddur mitzvah. You have to make your mezuzahs nice. Do you have to make your house nice?
Yes.
Al hiddur mitzvah.
Yes.
If
absolutely.
You're from Chicago, maybe yes. But the rest of us do not. Why not? Because the bias is not part of the mitzvah. The bias facilitates the mitzvah. But the mitzvah is the mezuzah. So now, are the walls part of your sukkah, or do they just facilitate your sukkah, and your sukkah is your schach? Chaim Krakow is suggesting your sukkah is your schach, period. That's the beginning. Everything else is just, can you have a sukkah without walls? No, you can't. You need walls, but are they part of your sukkah? No! And you're essentially saying yes. It could be a machlokes rishonim. Rabbi Yosef ben Soloveitchik said it's a machlokes rishonim. Whether or not your walls are mukta or not mukta, or just the schach is mukta, or not the walls.
But according to everybody, you don't need the walls to get the schach.
And a chalami, so what?
So it's just like a sign. No. When the walls go.
Oh, good. We're gonna get to that. We'll get to that also. Fine. We got that also. Akitzer, I'm trying to figure out what Rashi's saying, right? Boy, say, what is right? I understand. If Chaim is right, I understand somewhat. But I still don't know exactly. Why is Rashi telling us that the only thing is a schach? What's his point? What's Rashi coming to say?
Without it, it's called a chuppah. That's what he's going on.
Without schach?
Without schach, I can't see it.
Of course, you need to wear schach.
No,
which Rashi are you reading?
Maybe, no, maybe he's saying.
Which Rashi are you reading?
What is explaining your zero? He's saying that.
That's the. He's not a Reb Zera. He's in Rabba. Rabbi said, the Olam's got to know what we're talking about over here. Rabbi says, "Dilo shalta ba'ena, ena roya es aschach, v'suka haynu schach kishmo." What's he saying? Reb Akiva, you want to tell me what he's saying?
Because you can see the walls.
Oh, you see the walls. I see the walls. So why is it enough? I see the walls. It's the baba. I can't see the schach, but I see the walls. I see the walls. What is? Okay, but the walls can be the walls of my house. What does it mean? I see the walls. Laman yedu dar sechem. It has to be. What is
the walls?
Rabbi, what does it mean? You see the walls. What does it help you see the walls?
It says actually nothing.
No, I tell you why it doesn't help nothing. Because the walls can be made out of brick, just like my house. I could have beautiful, gorgeous walls.
I have a thatched roof as well.
What?
I have a roof made out of straw as well.
I cannot. Straw? What do you mean? In my regular house?
Yeah.
Okay, but there are klalim to what my sukkah has to be made out of. There's no klal of what my wall has to be made out of. There's no difference between my wall in my house and my wall in my sukkah. They're identical. So how does it look? I also thought, for up until this year, I've been learning this Rashi for many years, I thought like Rabbi Kiva. Saying, but I see the walls. But who cares to see the walls? What does it mean to see the walls? Walls don't tell me I'm in a sukkah.
Once you see the schach tells you those walls are the walls of your sukkah. Mm-hmm. Schach creates these walls into making your sukkah. Meaning they're stam walls. If you're just looking at it, it could be a stam wall. You look up, you have to see the schach. Once you see the schach, you say, oh, I'm in a sukkah, these are the walls of my sukkah.
And these defanas are not just.
So I'm gonna say what Pshat Chesky is maybe as follows. What's the problem of Lamayla Me'asrim according to Rashi? What's the problem of Lamayla Me'asrim? You don't see Yisrach at all? You don't see Yisrach at all? Kol Shah. But I see the walls, and the walls will remind me of the Schach.
Once you see the Schach.
Okay, but the problem was Kol Shah. We weren't saying that I don't see it right away. I was saying I don't see it Kol Shah. So I saw it, I'll be Kol Shah. I'll be looking at the Defanos. That's not enough. The Defanos not enough. Why not? Because so in other words, maybe Rabbi Kinfa. It doesn't mean that the Defanos are going to tell me I'm in a Sukkah. But the Defanos will remind me that I'm in a Sukkah from the Schach, and I could, through the Defanos, get to the Schach. The same way that the Defanos magias l'schach, that'll get me to the schach. So too, if I remember the Defanos, that's enough. Says Rashi, no, because Sukkah hainu schach. Okay, so then how do you ever use the Defanos? You can't use the Defanos. Defanos are not your Sukkah. Defanos are your Sukkah. Let me just bring out another nakud. Then I'm stuck here, Rabbi Yisrael. I'm really stuck. Rashi says on the top, the Rashi that Rafi was quoting, Al Shem Haschach Kori Sukkah. What do the words mean? Al Shem Haschach Kori Sukkah. I don't think it means that. I don't think it means that. It means it gets its name from its schach. Down here, Rashi says something else. The sukkah hainu schach. What does that mean? I think that means what Dor was suggesting. Your sukkah lives and dies on your schach. In other words, your sukkah is your schach. Atap Rashi just said, Sukh al shem haschach kori sukkah. It has to have a shem schach. Danny Rashi says, Sukkah hainu schach. It sounds like Rashi is cutting your defanos out of your sukkah. Your defanos are not your sukkah. Sukkah hainu schach. Chaim, I'm stuck here. I'm really stuck.
Why do we need to say that?
Rashi seems to say, if I could use the defanos, that would make that, then I would have leman yedu, but you can't use the defanos. So how do defanos like the schach work?
Why can't
you
hold like
your Yonasim Unless he holds like Rabbi Yonasim Unil. Then it might be okay. Unless he holds like Rabbeinu Yonasan Milonil. Then it might be okay. Rashi holds that Tefanos Megillas L'Chag, you're not using your Daifen. It's just your Daifen is stopping something else from, and you can look at your Sukkah, then it'll be okay. But I don't know.
Doesn't
sound like that later on either. Rashi doesn't really sound like that much. Yeah, but say, we're having some issues over here, but I want to move on for a second. It's a very important Nakuda. The Bnei Chayil asks a question. I believe he asks a question. What happens if you have walls that are not part of your sukkah, but they go all the way up to the schach? In other words, my sukkah is close to a wall, but not a wall. Now that wall will go all the way up to my schach. Will that work or will that not work?
I got a wall. What about a pole?
How is that possible?
It's very simple. I have a sukkah here. My sukkah is this high. Next to it, there's a huge wall. And the wall goes all the way up to the top, and the schach is sitting on top of the wall.
Is there space between the schach and the wall?
And this wall?
Exactly.
And this wall?
Yes.
No. So the fanos are magias all the way to the schach. Is that going to work or not? You got it? This is my wall. This is not my wall. This is my wall. So is that going to work or not? Schach is on. No, schach's all the way up here.
Depends how you hold. You
why is that the wall?
If you don't need the wall, then it should work.
If you don't need the wall, then of course you're good. If you need the wall, then yeah. Doesn't matter. All the whole stuff is a schach.
Okay, so. Okay.
Depends how you hold.
You need the.
So, meaning the building is a continuation of my wall, bring me up to the schach.
Even though it's not. Right. It's not part of my wall.
It's not part of your
schach. You need to.
And the amount of space that's bothering us? It's technically your wall and
the schach. No, there's no schach between your wall and your schach.
Oh, your wall goes up just as high as the building.
No.
The
you mean, no, your wall is 10 tvachim high. It's fine. It's 10 tvachim high.
Where's your schach?
Your schach is here.
It's on top of the building.
So the wall, this technically, thing? The wall next to you.
Let's say no.
It's technically a sign
But it's making you look
right
up.
Next to your
canopy.
Maybe,
you
look up.
It's kind of like a sign that's just making the Defanus Magios.
Doesn't make a difference if it's actual Defanus over here.
What?
It's just a sign that we can technically also call Defanus Magios.
Well, here's a question, Rebbe. Let's say you take away your 10 Tefach wall. Rebbe, let's say you take away your 10 Tefach wall, could you use that building as
well? If you're saying that the Defanus has no Shaitis to
the
Magios, then
you have to deny your walls.
Right. I don't know what
the problem is.
What?
I don't get this okay. Then you use your in that other sentence. What if he does use poles? You don't need walls. Why would we just said you don't need walls? That's not what we said. You said need walls on the bottom. Here, Abuisa, I think that that's going to be perhaps a machloikas between Rabbeinu Yonas and Meluniel and the other shot that we're saying in the Defanus Magios. If you hold the whole point of Tefanus Magios is to block out the sun, so if this blocks out the sun, I don't care. There's no sun. I need to be able to see it straight from the Schach. I do see it. I see straight to the Schach. It's just, he took away an impediment. Maybe it works. I don't know. Maybe it works. That case.
What?
Even
without that second wall, just give out the sunglasses, the lenses,
your
sunglasses,
So that might be different, because then it's built in a way that it can't do it. Over here, it's
also, the sukkah has got a massive gap. You happen to have Asher's Kanai behind you, you happen to have a big wall behind you. What's that going to do? It's not part of the sukkah. It's a din in the sukkah, the binion of the sukkah.
I'm not sure, because could be you're right, but over here, the binyan of the sukkah, the etzem shows you esrim. It's just, you're saying there's something that's coming outside of the sukkah that's going to be mafkia. If I could be mafkia, the mafkia, so then it's okay. I'm just being mafkia, I'm not making a hechsher. Maybe a davar milchutz is okay. You're saying then sunglasses. I hear, sunglasses might be different, because over there, lemaisa, the normal way of sitting, you don't have to say dal in order to pasal, because dal is only passing if you're saying it's not a meitzel. This is a meitzel. I don't know if you say dal on the man yidu. But if there's sunglasses for sure, that not.
What if I have a different sukkah for night?
Because I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
What if I have a different sukkah for night and day?
The sukkah is still a sukkah.
Right, so the sun issue is not going to be an issue. Cause
but it is, because it's not a sukkah. Even if I only sin it at night.
You can give out sunglasses, right?
No, because that's not, the sukkah doesn't have the ability to do that. This sukkah has the ability to see that you should see the schach. If you tell me I need to put on sunglasses, so then you're saying that be'etzem, the normal person in the sukkah can't see.
Wait, so if it would work with sunglasses...
It doesn't work with sunglasses.
Also, Rabbi, even figure that night, during the day, it's impossible that your whole sukkah, that all four sides of your sukkah, you're not going to be able to look out of because it's too sunny. At any given time of the day, regardless of where you are positioned, you know, relative to the sun, the sun's going to be either on one side or even if it's in a corner, maybe two sides. You're not going to be able to block out all four sides. You're always going to be able to look up.
So therefore what?
So look at the sun's over there.
So what are you saying?
I just have a problem with the whole case.
Okay, so you're going to have to deal with that.
What do you do?
Okay, we're going to deal with that. I don't know. Either it means it only has to be one time of the day.
You look left, you can see. You look right, you can't see.
So during the time of the day,
you're going to have to figure that out. You're going to have to figure that out. Somehow, we'll have to figure that out.
There's never going to be sunny on all four sides. It doesn't work. It doesn't have a bigger circuit. If it's 4x4, the sun's right there. Of course there is. You're always going to look at one. You won't.
Chesky, you have to figure that out. However you figure that out, we have to figure it out. Okay. Our Koponim, Rabbi Isai, we're left somewhat struggling with Defanus Magios, we seem to say, works. A Maltara, which is a sign, for some reason, doesn't work. Now, if the Doifen is not part of your sukkah, Rashi's Mashma, the Doifen is not part of your sukkah, So then how did the Fanas Magios work? Unless you say like Rabbi Yonatan Samuel O'Neill, but it's Enachanami, it's not coming to give you a Re'iyah, it's just coming to Lafkia, something that's stopping your Re'iyah. Enachanami, then the Re'iyah has to come straight from the top. Zok the Gemara Vayter, Abzei Rama Mechachav, Sukkatil Etzel Yoyma Mechayrif. Ah, that's the Rama of Yoshib Etzel Sukkah. The Mala Meser Rama, Eno Yoshib Etzel Sukkah, Ela Betzel Defanas. Says Rashi, Sukkatil Etzel, Mashma Ein Tzchach, Ela Ha'asui Letzel. It's Mashma that Tzchach is only if it's Asui Letzel. Why does Rashi say Mashma Ein Tzchach, Ela Ha'asui Letzel? Mashma that tzchach is asi letzel. What's Rashi? Ein tzchach ella. What's the lashon of ein tzchach ella? Sukkah ti letzel. Mashma sukkah is for tzel. The lashon ein tzchach ella is an interesting lashon. Rachaner asks a different question. He asks this pasuk of sukkah ti letzel is a pasuk in Yeshaya. Yeshaya is ksuvim. What's the classic klal we have? Divrei Torah. What was the Gemara's question? You told me Sukkah Diaraisa. It's not, why is it Diaraisa? It's a pasuk in Yeshaya. What? He didn't say Mashiach. He didn't say because it's a pasuk in Yeshaya, because it's Divrei Kabbalah. He says because that's not talking about our Sukkah. That's talking about a Sukkah in Moisa Mashiach. What's the pshat? So how do we learn out from a pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah? So the chayre, the pshat is as follows. The Gemara in Baba Kama says, how do we know ki yigach is referring to Keren? Says the Gemara, because it says in the pasuk, Vayas Tzidkiyah ben Kenana Karnei boys Barzel Vayomer Kormar Hashem Be'ela Tinogach Esarom Ve'oid Ve'oid Karnei Reim Karnav Behem Amim Yinogach My Ve'oid says the Gemara V'chitei Medivrei Torah Medivrei Kabbalah Lo Yalfinon Toshma B'chor Shoro Hadola The Gemara Hai Melefu Giloi Milso Ba'almahu De'ein Negicha Ela Be'keren. What's the Gemara saying? Gemara is saying is, I don't learn a halacha from Divrei Kabbalah, but a definition, a taich in a word I can learn. So what am I learning from the pasuk? Koymar Hashem be'ela tinogach zerom, ein negicha ela bekeren. The taich of negicha is keren. What does Rashi say here? Ein sukkah ela ha'asi letzel. What are we learning up over here? This is the taich from sukkah. Das main sukkah. We're not saying a halacha, nitna halacha de be'inon tzel. It's exeris akasiv that it can be exeris akasiv. It's a pasuk in Nevi'im. It's saying you a taich in a sukkah. Bas is a sukkah. Ain't sukkah elo asil tzel. Therefore, Rashi says in this lashon to tell me this is just a gilim al soba alma. The same way ain't negicha elo bekeren. Ain't sukkah elo asil tzel. What's the problem with the ma'ala master mama? Because the person's not sitting in the sale sukkah. The Faran here, Machlokes Rishonim. We're going to continue this Beis Hashem hopefully on Sunday. Machlokes Rishonim, what does that mean? Why you're not sitting in the cell of the sukkah? The Pashat Pshat seems to be in the Rishonim is as follows. If your sukkah is above 20, then the shade of your schach will be cast outside of your sukkah. There is shade. It will be cast outside of your sukkah. So when you're sitting in the sukkah, you might be sitting in shade, but what shade are you sitting in? Shade of the defanos. Where is the shade of the sukkah? Outside. So the sukkah tiel itzel, it's not going to work if your sukkah is the ma'ala me'asur. That's one pshat. The other pshat is that maybe not. Maybe the sukkah above 20 is not creating shade. It's so far away that it doesn't create shade. The shade is, by the time it gets down to you, is already gone. These are two different pshatim in Rishayim. It might depend on, also, how do we don? In other words, what time of the day are we talking about? Because, isn't there a time of the day when the sukkah and the shemesh is going to be on top of you? And is that enough time of the day? How much
In other words, the sun moves. So your shadow moves. What about when the sun is right directly above you? Then where's your shade going to be? Right underneath. I'll get shade from my schach. The Ritzvah asked this question. Shadow is also how Rashi learns about this. Rashi, you have to see Rashi, Beis Hashem, B'li Neder, we're going to do this on Sunday night, my friends. We will not have Shir Sunday morning. I will be back, Beis Hashem, Sunday morning for Shachris. But Sunday, David Shore is going to be saying over all of the Chazar of all of the Shiurim that we did from Shir Aleph until now, including the Shir Klali. And Sunday night, we're going to be doing, we have to get moving over here because Imam is going slowly. Elam is asking a lot of good questions and there's a lot of distant things to be discussed. So we've been schlepping along a little bit. But Sunday night, we're going to get, we're going to try to finish the entire sugi here of Reb Zeira. And that way on Tuesday, we can begin with the sugya of Rav. I'd like to just leave you quickly with a thought on the parsha. This week's parsha. Starts with the discussion of the halachas of Shemitah. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe b'har Sinai lemor. Dabel b'nei Yisrael, v'amar talem ki savo el haaretz asher ani noisein lachem, v'shov sa haaretz Shabbos l'Hashem. Says Rashi, ma'inyan Shemitah etel har Sinai. Why are you talking about, why are you mentioning har Sinai when you're talking about the halachas of Shemitah? V'lo kol ha'mitzvos nemru mi-Sinai. Somehow there seems to be some sort of particular connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai. What's the connection between Shemitah and Har Sinai? So, Rav Goldwicht says a beautiful understanding, a machshava, and how the world works. We think of Hashem's brilliance that He created the Torah that it's totally compatible to man. In other words, the Torah understood that it's detrimental for a person to steal, so therefore the Torah says don't steal. And the Torah understood it's detrimental for a person to commit adultery, the Torah says don't commit adultery. And all of the laws of the Torah are perfectly compatible with the way that a man is. But there's really a whole other way of looking at this equation. And it's really that the world is compatible to the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world through the Torah. So if the Torah says something, then it became a reality. It becomes a reality through the Torah. Do you know why it's immoral for someone to steal? Because the Torah said lo signif. If it wouldn't say that in the Torah, then that wouldn't be the way people are. We're created through the Torah. Histachel do'iraisa ubara alma. Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world. That means that the world is created through the Torah. So how did Klal Yisrael say nasav and ishma? Like, I got to see if this works for me. Because then you're thinking, Hashem, you made it compatible. Let me see if it's not compatible. But if you say Nasav and Ishma, you understand that it's not a question of if I'm compatible to the Torah. The Torah is the source of who I am, so of course it has to work. Shemitah is a pella, because we are not going to have any food. There will be no food. How are we going to survive? It doesn't make any sense. But if the Torah says that's what's going to be, the world is going to comply with the Torah. It's not that the Torah has to comply with the world. It's going to work. And the people that keep Shemitah have that same power of Amunah, or that same understanding. And there's nothing that a person has to do in this world that says, this is what I have to do in order to relax. This is what I have to do in order to make Parnasa. This is what I have to do in order to keep Shalom. If something is Keneged Halacha, so then, that means that this is not the way the world is supposed to run. He says, but I have no choice. I have to make Parnassah, so I have to go expose myself to all these terrible things that are, you know, Keneged Halacha, but What can I do? It's the facts of the world. It's not the facts of the world. It's not. The facts of the world are the Torah. So anything that doesn't fit within the guidelines of the Torah is not reality. So how do we see it? We don't necessarily see it. Shemitah doesn't make any sense to us. But it works. Because if the Torah says it works, it works. So there's one basic idea of, like, how do I decide what is realistic and what's not realistic? What's practical, what's not practical? The answer is the Torah. Have a good job. Pleasure.
Is there a way to arrange that?
You'd have to change the line.